You wanted to meet with me privately, Captain? Of course. On a formal matter, I see. I'm quite busy these days with the coronation on the way, but I always have time to speak to my Captain of the Guard. What's going on? Yes, I know. The Council has decreed that I am to be wed and produce an heir within the next year. I have... You wish to court me formally? Stop. Just stop talking. I will. Of course I will take you as my formal consort. If it pleases me? Yes, my darling, it pleases me greatly. I know you think you might not have much to offer in terms of foreign relations or wealth, but you come from a long line of knights who have protected our kingdom faithfully over the past generations. The Council will agree to our union, I know it. Oh, come now, Captain. I promise there is no haste to my decision. We've been working together side by side for over a year now. I trust you with my life, Captain. I trust you with my heart. Yes, the foreign suitors have sent me a wealth of gifts, but what is it compared to everything you've given me? What is it compared to the kindness, humility, and bravery you show me every day? Do you really mean it? Because I do. I would love nothing more than to take you as my consort, as my husband, my love. I swear it upon the Elysian throne with all my heart. And I've heard that too, that true love is built on a strong foundation. I want to build this life with you, Captain. Tell your guards to take their leave. I want to be alone tonight with my future husband. I can't believe it either, and yet... We've stolen moments these past year, slept in the same bed, but never fully explored our desires. There are things we haven't yet been able to do with each other, with our bodies. I am not coy, just excited is all, since the first time you tried to get me off in that closet. What? I was trying to get you off? Captain, I think you misremember. Well, I suppose I can be a bit dramatic. Hey, our chefs have gone out of their way to prepare that banquet, and I needed a second, well, third taste after everyone was gone. I didn't realize I would fall asleep in the kitchens. But of course, my gallant knight was there to carry me back to bed. Yes, and the gown incident. I know. The gown was priceless, but I had to check on my hydrangeas out in the garden. The moonbugs were devastating them after that downpour. Yes, I do often dismiss Lady Cerse with a yawn. She drones on forever, though, and I have a kingdom to run. We have a kingdom to run. Well, at least I beat you once during our training. Of course I was going to take a victory lap in front of your soldiers. I'll always have a flair for the dramatic, but I know you'll always be by my side to rein me in, Captain. The gods must have a sense of humor, for you've become my world. Thank you, Captain. It's you who makes me feel beautiful. It's you who makes me feel like a queen. And soon I shall be your wife. I need you, Captain. I need you tonight. Before all the ceremonies and politics of the coronation. I don't want any of that yet either. just want you. I would like that very much, my love. Let me turn around and you can take me out of my gown. No, you may not rip it off. I know I don't usually care about my clothing, but this dress is an exception. Plus, I can't come to my handmaiden with yet another ripped bodice, Captain. I love knowing that the smell of my hair is intoxicating to you. That spot, the back of my neck. I shiver when you press your lips there. I'm all right, yes. Your kisses make me weak, apparently, Captain. I must be lightheaded and flushed. Just hurry and take my gown off all the way. That's it. Are you seriously carrying me to our bed, darling? Well, you're a knight. I suppose this is how you do things. I'm embarrassed. Shy. You don't have to do any of that. Join me in bed. Oh, Captain. I do like what I see. Your body might be a little battle-scarred, but you're beautiful to me. I want to kiss you all over. I want you with me. Oh, I've longed for this for what seems like ages, Captain. I want you tonight. I want to put my mouth on you. Just kiss my way down. I didn't exactly learn. I just thought this would be pleasurable to you. And I can see that it is indeed. I have longed to please your cock with my mouth, my lord. To take you deeply. To lick you hungrily. Until you are satisfied. Yes, I think I'll keep only my crown on. I do like throwing you off guard. Turn around. How? What are you doing? Oh, God, oh, Captain. Your mouth on my pussy. Oh, Captain. I'm so wet and swollen already. Oh. Yes, that's it. Oh. As you eat your princess's pussy. I want you. I love you. Yes, put those hot fingers inside me. Yes, spot. Yes.
This cock, I can't help myself. I'm so hungry for you, darling. I can feel how you ache and throb for me. Oh, it makes me so wet for you. Go easy. I should tell you the same thing. I knew you teased me. I knew you stole glances at me. I knew we were falling for each other, and I longed for you to take my body just like this. Oh, your balls are so heavy, my love. So heavy with cum for me. Yes, my love, I want all of your cum. I know you could eat me like this for hours, but I want more, love. I want you inside of me. I do. I want your cock in me. I want you to take me, ravish me, my darling, and let your seed spill into me. Oh, let me please you like I've wanted to for so long. Oh, yes. Let me lie beneath you, my darling. I'm only a little nervous. But I'm yours. And I'm ready for you, my love. I'll tell you if it hurts, yes, but I want you so badly I can't stand it anymore. Please, Captain. Please take me. Oh, God, so yes. I never imagined I would feel so full. It's so tight. Oh, go slow, my love. Let me adjust to your size. Oh, yes, I'm all right. I'm all right. It feels so, so good. You're almost all the way in. Oh, yes. You feel amazing. Please, darling, show me how good it can be. Clean me. Clean my body for your pleasure. Yes. God, you're so deep. Oh, I never knew anything could feel this good in my life. So complete. Yes, my love. Let me grasp your hips. I want you buried inside me. I want you to mold my body to yours. To sear this memory into our minds. The feeling of your cock inside of me. Move your lips on my neck. Your voice in my ear. Your fingers on my glutes. You thrust long and deep into me. I love it. I'm yours. I submit my body to you, my lord. Do you feel me squeezing around you, Captain? Oh, God. Yes, I can't help it. It feels so good. Please don't hold back. I can't hold back either, my love. I'm gonna come around your cock, love. I want you to spill deep inside of me to make a mess of me. Fill me. Claim me. I want that so bad. Fuck, you're coming to me. Oh, Captain, I need it too. Please, I'm coming for you, Captain. I love you. Captain. My love. Whew, I'm trembling still. Let me rest in your arms, darling. Just hold me. I love you. I loved you from the start, you know. I knew you and I were destined to be together. I've always known. Yes, even with the teasing and the daily fights. Well, not daily. My mother gave me a note from the king before she passed. He knew you would protect me until your very last breath. He believed in your lineage. I didn't tell you about it sooner because we did fight all the time in the beginning. And also, because it was the last piece of him that I had all to myself. I've tried to live up to his legacy every day. And I know that he would be pleased with our union above all else. He trusted you. As I do now. You're welcome, my love. I know you'll protect me. Always. I love you, Captain. My love. My knight. Always.